It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April the 30th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 1% at $60,794. ETH is down 2% at $2,971. Binance Coin is down 1.5% at $573. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. Well, Certix says April marks a milestone in crypto security as the month saw the lowest losses from hacks and scams on record. The combined losses amounted to approximately $25.7 million, a significant drop compared to previous months. Exit scams accounted for $4.3 million of losses and exploits of $21 million. This marks a 141% decrease from the previous month's total. Well, yesterday, spot Bitcoin ETFs experienced net outflows of over $51 million. Since their listing, U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs have received a total net inflow of nearly $12 billion. Also, interest is rising on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, which listed six new spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs. Well, lawyers representing Terraform Labs and its co-founder Do Kwon argued that the proposed fine of $5.3 billion by the SEC is excessive. Instead, they suggest a penalty closer to $1 million, saying Do Kwon has no illegal profits to disgorge. That case is ongoing. Keone Rodriguez, co-founder of Samurai Wallet, entered a plea of not guilty on Monday to charges linked to the Mixer service amidst increased U.S. scrutiny on privacy-centric technology. Released on a $1 million bond, Rodriguez faces charges of conspiracy to commit money laundering and conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money-transmitting business with a maximum combined prison sentence of 25 years. Rodriguez's next hearing is scheduled for May 14th in Manhattan. Well, MicroStrategy has added to its Bitcoin stash, purchasing $7.8 million worth to bring its total holdings to 214,400 Bitcoin. The firm reported a 5% drop in year-over-year revenue. MicroStrategy's quarterly report highlights its Bitcoin holdings valued at $7.54 billion with an average price of $35,000 per token. And finally, Moonbirds, now under the wing of NFT studio Yuga Labs, is shifting gears post-acquisition. They've announced a new direction requiring ownership of a Moonbird token for commercializing assets. This marks a departure from their previous Creative Commons license, which allowed free commercialization without owner's consent. This change aligns with Yuga Labs' ethos. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.